humbled by, you know, our whole experience in the NFL. And we both feel like the good Lord has really blessed us with some great experiences, some great teammates, some great friendships. But, you know, it's not, my dad and I both feel it's not really about us and what we've done as individuals, but it's about, you know, what God has done through us. And, you know, a lot of things have to work out for you to have successful, you know, stints in your career. And, you know, the good Lord kept us safe. He allowed us to be on the field. He allowed us to be a part of a great team. So we really feel like, both of us, and I feel like I can answer for him as well, you know, we really feel like it's about what God has done through us as opposed to Jackie Slater and Matthew Slater.
I understand that you want the focus to be a little different in late January, but do you guys ever take a moment, the guys who have made it? Bill talked a little bit about, you know, that there is some sort of acknowledgement. You know, it's all about team, but at the same time, there's still room to celebrate the individuals.
It's humbling to when your hard work gets acknowledged and, you know, you put so much into this, and it's very humbling. But at the end of the day, the team and what we have going here as the New England Patriots is always paramount to me, and that's what I care about most.
Along those lines, in regarding your dad as well, you're also both part of the longest divisional championship streaks in NFL history. The Rams have won 7 straight. Your dad is part of that. You guys have won 7 straight. How meaningful is that, and is that more meaningful than the individual?
I think, you know, there's something to be said about being on a good team, and I think you know, when you have good teams, a lot of times there are a lot of good players on those good teams. So I think for us, the team goals have always been paramount. And, you know, you got an offensive lineman and a special teamer, so not very glamorous positions. And we've always been big on, you know, the team concept and the team doing well. So
Bill's never been big on individual accolades either, but he seemed particularly proud this morning that all 7 guys were homegrown Patriots. Is that meaningful to you too?
Wow, that's pretty significant. I think that speaks a lot to our scouting department and, you know, to Coach Belichick and his staff and how they try to develop players. And, you know, that's something definitely, you know, to be proud of for sure.
Magnitude of this game, obviously you're playing against a team that's won 4 in a row, a team that you know well. It gave you a battle earlier this season, and they're playing for their playoff lives. How do you characterize just the importance of this game and what you expect from the Jets on Sunday?
Man, this is a very good football team, and you look at them on film, and, you know, stats can be deceiving, but if you look at some of the statistics, this team reminds you a lot of us. So this is a big game for them. They're playing as well as anybody in this league right now. Obviously, we both feel like we need this game, so this is a huge game, and this is what this time of year is all about. So, you know, we're going to do the best we can to prepare throughout the course of the week. I'm sure they're going to do the same. And, you know, it's going to be a showdown on Sunday.
I find that kind of ironic that you work so hard to get that recognition and then you really don't want to be there because you'd rather be in the Super Bowl.
You know, we're just talking about the Jets this week, you know, and – but you're right, the team goal, like I said, is always more important. It always has been to me, and, you know, our focus is on preparing for the Jets, and, you know, I'm excited about the challenge, as are the rest of the guys in this locker room.
Can you say they remind you of you? In what ways? What specifically?
You know, they play great defense. Their offense scores at a high rate. And then on special teams, you know, Bobby – you know, many would argue him being one of the best special team coaches ever, and he's got his group playing well. And, you know, they don't beat themselves. They play smart football. Coach Bowles has done a tremendous job of turning that team into, you know, a great upper echelon football team.
You always play the schedule, but is it good to play a team in your division this tough late in the year?
You know, I don't know whether it's good or bad. We just play the games as they come, but obviously – you know, this is going to be as close to a playoff game as you can get in the regular season for both of us. So it's going to be a challenge for us.
Knowing that they're going to be desperate, is that good for you to go up against a team like that?
Again, I mean, who's to say? You know, these guys, whether they were desperate or not, they always play us tough. They always make it hard on us, and we try to make it hard on them. So it's a good rivalry. It's going to be a good matchup, and hopefully be a good game Sunday.
Chance to clinch that top seed in the AFC, how big would that be for this team?
I mean, it's no mystery that it would be, a great thing for this team with everything that we've been through this year. But, we're just focused on the game, not what it means in the grand scheme of things. We're just focused on playing the Jets and playing well.
I know you're focused on the game and you know, what goes forward, but is there a point where you kind of just take a second and say you're happy or you're thankful for being recognized as one of the better players in this league who's going to the Pro Bowl?
Certainly. I feel like my whole career has been a dream scenario. I feel like the good Lord has really blessed me to experience everything that I've experienced, and I think it's more about what God has done through me than me as an individual, and it's more about my teammates, it's more about my coaches. It's not about Matthew Slater. There's a bigger picture there. So I'm very thankful for that, but I'm very focused on, you know, what we need to do here this Sunday.
I know it's Jets week, but it's also Christmas week. Do you have a favorite Christmas song that you can think of off the top of your head that you particularly enjoy?
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. This has always been one of my favorites. No, you know, there are a ton of songs that I can think of. Mom Slater made me be in about every Christmas play at church growing up, so there are a ton of memories I have. So it's obviously a very important holiday for us as we celebrate the birth of our Savior, so we're excited about it.
Matthew, I think you're now tied in Pro Bowl selections with your dad, and I'm sure you're going to see him over the holidays.
Not shortchange my dad. He has seven, so I don't want to disrespect
you're getting close,
Dad Slater, but, you know, this game has been great to my family, and I'm sure my dad would tell you the same thing I tell you. We just feel like we've been extremely blessed, and it's not about the Slater family. It's about, you know, what God's doing through us. So we're very thankful for that. And, you know, look, I can play this game for another 13 years. I'll never be as good a player as my dad was in this league. And, you know, I can give you an argument for why I think he's the best right tackle to ever play. Obviously, I'm biased 100%, but – you know, it's an honor for me to represent his name and to try to come out here and play this game at a high level and play it on a great team. So I just feel very, very blessed for this whole experience.
All right. Congratulations.